Friday night, the Celtics face the Sacramento Kings in Wally Szczerbiak's debut as a Boston Celtic. It was a great game, and in the second half, the Celtics were able to take over. Wally was a big part of that. I'm here with Kevin from the Brigade. Kevin, your first thoughts here in Wally's debut. He scored 10 points, played a pretty solid game, and you know, he looked comfortable with the team in his first action.
Well, you know, I'm sure you are, and I know you are, as am I, and everyone else in the Bucket Brigade. We're all sad to see Ricky's departure. He was a class act. He was real generous. He's the reason we're here. But, I mean, I slept on it last night, and I woke up this morning, and, you know, everything happens for a reason. And you got to cheer Wally Szczerbiak, mainly because he's a Celtic, and also because, you know, hey, give the guy a shot. Everyone deserves a shot, and I was really glad to see him play well, and it was actually a pretty cool entrance. I don't know. I was looking, and all of a sudden, I see this guy coming out. I thought he came from the rafters or something, but he played a heck of a game, played well, and now I can see why Danny Ainge brought him here.
Absolutely. We'll all miss Ricky a lot, but it's nice to see someone of at least similar value coming back in return, which is something you don't usually have these days in the NBA. Another guy that stepped up huge tonight was Kendrick Perkins. He got a lot more minutes with Blount now being traded, although Candy didn't play at all. So Perk got the bulk of the minutes at center, and he really took advantage. He tied a career high with 5 blocks. He scored quite a few points, and he also got 11 rebounds, a lot of hustle. It's nice to see this guy working hard.
And yeah, you know as well as I do, he's been coming on of late, and the Blount trade frees him up with more time. I don't know if Candy's going to stick along or if we're going to waive him or what the deal is with him. But, I mean, if he can be a reliable backup, that's good too. But Perk played a heck of a game, and we were all talking earlier, hopefully we're going to remain the Buckets Brigade, but hopefully, you know, maybe he'll become, he'll adopt us as his own section now that Ricky's departed.
Absolutely. Great game there. A few other guys stepped up big, like Al Jefferson also, and Orion Green played a good game with Marcus Banks gone now. But something you got to look at, too, on the Kings side of the ball, Ron Artest in his first game back for since demanding a trade from the Pacers, and he didn't really seem to miss a beat. He played good defense, scored quite a few points, still had his shot going for him. He looked good on the floor.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player, but, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm glad we didn't pursue him because, I mean, if the pass is any evidence, he'll unravel soon. But, I mean, he looked all right tonight. You know, he did look good. But it's going to take some time for him to get in sync with Sacramento, too. But, hey, the bottom line is the C's came out, battled. They only had 9 guys, and a win is a win. And hopefully this is a sign of things to come.
Absolutely. Celtics getting on a little bit of a roll here, winning quite a few of their last games. Hopefully they can get something together here as we approach the second half, maybe get a little playoff push going. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Not a problem, my friend. As always, go Celtics.